Track 10, more news. Devon County Show returns this May. The Devon County Show returns this year from Thursday, May the 15th, to Saturday, May the 17th, at West Point in Exeter. It's an annual celebration of the Devon countryside's rich offerings, promising an exciting experience for visitors of all ages. This year, the show will feature thousands of animals, including goats, pigs, sheep, rabbits, big beefy bulls, and majestic heavy horses. The food pavilion will be a feast for the senses, boasting 70 food producers from across the southwest. Visitors can savour delicious samples, watch top chefs in action at the demonstration kitchen, and jot down culinary tips across all 3 days. Meanwhile, the Crafts and Flowers Pavilion, a space as large as a football pitch, will showcase vibrant floral displays, home baking competition entries, crafting demonstrations, and a new growing hub where gardening experts will answer visitors' questions. Children will have plenty to enjoy at FarmWise, a hands-on area where they can learn about food production and try activities like butter making and sausage making. On Friday and Saturday, the motorcycle stunt team will perform jaw-dropping tricks in the main ring, while the new Families Fun Zone will provide an array of activities to keep children entertained. With so much to see and do, the Devon County Show promises an unforgettable experience.
Making a song and dance about spring. They were dancing in the streets of Bovey Tracy last weekend as part of an age-old tradition to mark the end of winter and the start of spring. The Green Man Festival saw music and dance from a multitude of Morris sides from across the West Country doing their bit with sticks, bells and hankies to welcome in the spring. The event kicked off at 10 a.m. with a procession of all the dancers and musicians parading through the high street. It was led, of course, by the Green Man himself, a figure covered head to toe in foliage and seen as an ancient symbol of rebirth. The dancers then split off into different parts of the town, with three or four sides together providing a day of entertainment with tunes and dances, both old and new.
Town celebrates its railway heritage. A double celebration of railway heritage is set to take place in Newton Abbot. The first event on Tuesday the 6th of May at 11 a.m. will mark the official unveiling of the All Aboard art installation in Keybury Road. The project, which features a 30-metre-long depiction of a locomotive and railway carriages carrying items from the museum's GWR collection, has breathed new life into a grim pedestrian underpass below the main railway line. The work was coordinated by community outreach worker Kate Green and made possible by an £8,500 grant from the Teignbridge Arts Project. Some elements of the installation are printed on large aluminium panels with the murals painted by local artist Caroline Brady. The whole piece was influenced by extensive public workshops in which residents pored over museum artefacts and highlighted those which resonated with them most. The installation also features QR codes linking to oral archives in the museum's railway collection. The day's second event at 12 p.m. will take place at the nearby British Rail Western Region Signal Gantry on Torquay Road. One of Newton Abbot's best-loved landmarks, the 70-year-old structure was showing its age, but has been renovated by volunteers from South Devon Railway in a project led by the museum and Newton Abbot Town Council. It was supported by donations to the museum, in particular from the late Dennis Lewis of the Railway Studies Group. Curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon said, "It's wonderful to see these two projects come into fruition, something only made possible by the many volunteers who willingly contributed their time, creativity, effort and donations, and we're very grateful indeed." The gantry is one of the first things people see as they enter the town from the A380, and the underpass is used by hundreds of pedestrians every day. Both sites were sad and neglected, and now they are treasured assets, and we know from the public's feedback that they are delighted with the results.
Breakfast Club builds a sense of community. A Newton Abbott School's Breakfast Club has proved a hit with threefold increase in the number of students attending. South Devon UTC in Newton Abbott, part of Education South West, is proud to announce the success of its new Breakfast Club, which launched at the start of this academic year to provide students with a healthy start to their school day. With a focus on improving concentration and well-being, the Breakfast Club has quickly become a popular spot for students to socialise, energise and focus on the day ahead. Held in the school canteen, the Breakfast Club offers a range of nutritious options, including cereals, jams and other items supplied by the local food bank. Sainsbury's has also generously contributed health food vouchers and additional supplies to ensure all students have access to a nourishing start each morning. Students from various year groups have come together, creating a supportive and social atmosphere where they can chat and build connections before their lessons begin. Matthew Shank, CEO of Education South West, said the Breakfast Club is an excellent initiative that supports students' well-being and academic performance. It is fantastic to see the positive impact it's having on the students, and we're grateful to our local food bank and Sainsbury's for their contributions.
When the clay came calling for the WI, the lovely ladies of Newton Abbott WI recently welcomed artist and raw clay lover Dr. Lulu Buzz for a special workshop. Dr. Lulu, owner of Clayside Callings, attended the group's Hobby Natters last month. Having been asked to bring in an item of meaning relating to a loved one who had passed, the ladies worked with locally dug ball clay to create an item of choice to express their feelings. The members were certainly engrossed and created some wonderful items. Dr. Lulu then took them away to be fired. A huge thanks go to Dr. Lulu for this creative opportunity in memory of a loved one.
Lidl coming to Newton Abbott and Dawlish? A discount chain supermarket has expressed its interest in opening stores in Newton Abbott and Dawlish. Lidl has said it wants to expand its footprint of stores off the back of a £500 million investment package with an additional 40 stores over the next year. The supermarket outlined hundreds of potential sites in its latest site requirements brochure, and 15 are in Devon, including Newton Abbott and Dawlish. The proposed locations will include high street retail parks and other town centres. Richard Taylor, Chief Estate Officer at Lidl GB, said the level of investment is a clear sign of our ambition. The newest Lidl store to open in Teignbridge was in Bovey Tracy in December 2024.